Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com. Well, the Wisconsin weather is not deterring activity from happening at the State House and in other meetings across the state. Joining us now, Senate Ag Committee Chair, that's Joan Bolwig from Marquesan, who's doing her job trying to keep us up to date on things that might be happening behind the scene that are critically important to Wisconsin agriculture. I want to start off with something that's on the horizon, Joan, that you're encouraging all agribusiness, all Wisconsin agriculture, anybody that's kind of connected with food production to engage in, and that's Ag Day at the Capitol. That's been a mainstay for you to keep your conversations up with folks for a while, hasn't it?
Absolutely. That's coming up on Wednesday, January 26th. If you are a member of an organization like Farm Bureau, Dairy Business Association, potato and vegetable marketers, corn growers, soybeans, you maybe got something buried in your email or a flyer that they're organizing these conversations and connections with your legislators coming up, as I said, on January 26th. So sign up for those activities. But, you know, for folks like myself who are engaged on a daily basis on what's happening in the ag window here in Wisconsin, our second largest economic driver in Wisconsin, there are folks that are in the legislature that don't do this on as regular a basis, and they all need to know what agricultural producers and farmers in their counties and their districts are doing and what their needs are. So this gives you an opportunity to talk to everyone, not just those of us that are engaged in agriculture on a daily basis.
Well, and given the latest developments, there is something for everyone in Wisconsin agriculture to discuss. Let's start off with an item that was a carryover, I guess we'd say, from 2020, Joan, that you helped to spearhead, and that's continuing to improve the export opportunity for all Wisconsin agriculture. Tell me about that conversation you had recently with Canadian leaders.
That's right. I was at visited with the Canadian Consul General out of the Denver office. And one of the things that they provided to us is just how much every state does in trade with our neighbors to the north. By far, Canada is the biggest trading partner with Wisconsin. We export over $6 billion worth of goods to Canada annually. And it's not... it's in the production area, but it's actually paper and paperboard is the number one with nearly half a billion dollars, plastics and plastic articles. The interesting thing is that we trade a lot of goods back and forth because they're making things that is going into our machinery and vice versa. So we actually take in over $4 billion in exports, and it's a very similar type of line that we're trading back and forth. But to go along with that, we know that the Trump administration negotiated this new trade agreement with Canada and Mexico. The acronym is the USMCA. And the interesting thing is that people don't think about when these trade agreements come up, they have rules in them, and it was just decided by a neutral panel that Canada was not totally playing fair with the United States when it came to the import of dairy products, and they were found to be crossways with that agreement, and they have to get that straightened out. Basically, they were holding back products that should have been available for us to send into Canada. So that's what trade agreements do. They work both ways to try to make sure that people are being fair and following the rules that they've agreed to. So this will be a good thing for all of agriculture, and being a great dairy state, of course, it's going to be good for us.
Yeah, we definitely hope that it does provide more opportunity. Senator Joan Bollwig along with us this morning, the chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee from Marquesan. You know, another ongoing conversation that you've continued to prompt, Joan, is what's happening with our Wisconsin meat processing industry. It suffered tremendously during the pandemic and is still suffering today. And it looks like there may be more challenges on the horizon with Omicron. But Wisconsin trying to be proactive with meat processing grants and maybe almost being a lead example for the nation.
It exactly is. The final legislative approval for DADCAP's meat processor grant program has gone through the legislative joint finance committee. We put money into the meat processor grant programs back in our budget that was signed beginning of July. It was up to DADCAP then to make the rules of how that was going to get done, and those rules have that program has now been approved. It was interesting. The federal government is now announced they're coming out with a program. They don't have a program yet, but they said they're going to do something, which is good to hear. But our producers are going to be on the front end of making that happen. I also happened in the same conversation with the consulate, where a lot of ag states, and they're starting to talk about doing something for their meat producers. So definitely Wisconsin has been on the front end of getting something going, recognizing that we don't have to depend on other folks to attack this supply chain issue. We're going to work on it ourselves. And I'm very proud that Wisconsin is, again, stepping up when it comes to ag and supporting all the different sectors of our agricultural community.
Have you had a chance to visit with any of your local meat processors, Joan? How are they faring, and how did they view the idea of a meat processor grant program?
Well, I think the biggest thing that folks are worried about, of course, is workforce. We have a lot of federal rules about trying to bring young people into the meatpacking industry and our local processors. Folks are wary that if they can do something that they'll be able to get the bodies in there to get the work done. But they've been working so hard to try to keep up. You know, they definitely are interested in trying to make that to make that happen, because they want to work with their local producers out there to get that product out there. And we all know that during this whole issue with the virus, people want to know where their food came from. Mm-hmm. People are looking to get something that is homegrown, and I think we're going to be in a good spot to keep that going. I know several folks that have expanded their herds and are looking for places to have that product butchered so they can take it to their either do some things online or take it to their local farmers markets, because that is a really increasing area for our ag community.
Boy, absolutely. Wisconsin Senator Joan Bollwig along with us. Like she said, don't forget, you want to have a conversation with her and be up to speed on all issues relative to Wisconsin agriculture. The best way to engage is probably coming up on Wednesday, January 26th, Ag Day at the Capitol. Literally every commodity group in the state of Wisconsin, as well as our farm organizations, asking you to engage in the process. You can go to WFBF.com if you need to get registered, or reach out to your commodity groups today and make sure that you've got Wisconsin Senator Joan Bollwig on your list to visit. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.